local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. A happy Tuesday, May 21st here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. And we'll get started right off the bat with today's top three stories. Donald Trump's defense team resting its case today in his criminal hush money trial.
Remember, I'm gagged. I'm not allowed to say what I'd like to really say, because you'd be very impressed, but I'm gagged.
Yeah, we'd be very impressed, but I'm gagged. Context is everything.
Yes.
The New York judge told the jury the best thing to do is adjourn for today and hear summations next Tuesday after Memorial Day. That's another fancy word for closing arguments. Mm-hmm. The judge added he would expect the jury will begin deliberations hopefully at some point on Wednesday. Dozens of tornadoes are possible throughout the day today and tonight, particularly across Iowa and northwest Illinois and Wisconsin, part of a severe weather outbreak that's forecast across the plains and Midwest. Tornadoes in the middle of the night are on the table. Experts, of course, recommending folks to have different ways of receiving alerts in the case of an emergency. Certainly good advice, no matter where you live. Also, legislation being introduced to keep AM radio in vehicles for such an emergency. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone says he and Florida Representative Gus Bilrekis introduced a bill that would require auto companies include AM broadcast radio as standard equipment.
This isn't just like whether you want to listen to the, you know, your favorite song. This is a security issue for the country.
And of course, this comes as vehicle manufacturers are considering removing AM radio from newer models. That's a look at our top three stories today. A lot happening here locally. We'll get our local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic here, several small spots of note as we get started here. Let's see. Just north of the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, we do have an accident. This is on Mobile Highway. Traveling northbound, it is causing some issues in that lane as you start to turn a little bit. It's not too bad. I mean, just something to look out for nonetheless. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, got our typical evening issues there. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway coming from Mariester and passing Hurlburt Field. And then we had a few minor issues in the Milton area. We have some backups here and there on Caroline Street. It's not looking too severe at this moment. However, on Dogwood Drive, if you are traveling southbound towards Caroline, we do have some pretty intense backups there. So hopefully that will clear up. But outside of that, there's not too much going on.
Tonight, skies will be all clear and overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 60s, a touch cooler for the inland areas and a touch warmer closer to the coast. Sunny skies again with highs mainly in the mid 80s on Wednesday. Some inland spots will be in the upper 80s. And I tell you what, it's an easy forecast. This weather pattern just continues right on through Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Taking a look here at our local headlines today. A Pensacola man now facing charges for a deadly drive-by shooting at the Forest Creek Apartments last year. That's Javion Johnson. He was arrested early this morning on a homicide charge, as well as three drug charges in a separate case. He's being held on no bond. The shooting happened June 3rd of last year. A male victim killed when gunshots were fired into an apartment. Also, today, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference, getting the word out that stormwater assessment fees are expected to be on the rise for both residential and commercial customers over the next couple of years. He says it's due to a $3.8 million shortfall over the last 3 years that they've had to cover out of the general fund.
The city government is not immune to inflation. I sympathize so much with, we're all experiencing it. We're all feeling the pain of inflation. Me personally, our citizens personally, folks on fixed incomes, and city governments. We are not immune to the rising costs of things, rising costs of labor.
Over the next 2 years, the fee would increase from $80 per equivalent stormwater unit to $136. Now, for the vast majority of residents, that's about a $4 increase per month by 2026. Also, this morning, hearing from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, following up, of course, on the rash of recent shootings in our area. Investigators continuing to look into them, and they believe that they are connected. Most recently, the drive-by shooting on Diego Circle.
Yeah, so we think this is because the people that we're hearing maybe involved in the first one were also involved in as victims of the second one. So we're looking at that. We talked about this whenever we first announced the triple homicide, was that we were concerned about retaliation because we weren't getting some good information from witnesses and some family members and such.
And talking about the connection between Diego Circle, the drive-by shooting there, as well as the ambush-style triple homicide a few weeks ago in West Pensacola there. Gulf Breeze Dog Park still closed with, of course, that coming to light with disagreements between dog owners resulted in not only allegations being made against one another, but ADA complaints being made against the park.
So this issue has brought to light that we aren't offering equivalents at two different types of dog parks. So that means for the one that is fenced, we need to do that. I felt confident because the council commits funding every year to implementing a transition plan that they would want to do that.
It's City Manager Sam Abel says the city is also planning on officially crafting a code of conduct for the park, which means basic rules such as no bullying, no feeding other people's dogs will be enforced. Violators would be trespassed from the park there. Local headlines here. Channel 3 had at the 4 o'clock hour here. Farzan Davabi, he is the Pensacola jewelry store or kiosk owner who is looking to set up a bigger brick-and-mortar store inside Cordova Mall. He was the one that was victim of a massive theft of jewelry. We had late yesterday the word that two suspects have been charged in Central Florida. The store owner saying to Channel 3 today that it involves a private investigator that he had hired. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock update there on Channel 3 News. So much more to come on that, I'm sure. 419, we'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Milton decision to hire Ed Spears as their next city manager and why all of a sudden there was such agreement about it, including from the people who had previously opposed him so vehemently. Also, talked about the AI controversy where the chatbot has used a voice that sounds very much like Scarlett Johansson, even though she did not give her permission to use the voice. And we got a Gulf Breeze Dog Park update from Sam Abel. You can listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feed More Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feed More Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We did have some backups on Mobile Highway. This is just north of the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. There was an accident report there earlier that was causing some issues, particularly in the northbound lane. However, just about all that congestion has seemingly cleared out. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of congestion at that intersection of Mobile and Blue Angel. Maybe Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. We do have some on I-10 itself if you just got past the ramp on I-110 north and started heading westbound on I-10. We do have some backups there. That's going to be if you're traveling west towards North Palafox Street, but it's nothing too severe at this time. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Lastly, speaking of Milton, if you're traveling southbound on Dogwood Drive towards Caroline, we do still have some minor congestion in that area also.
Overnight skies will be clear and low temps will mainly be in the upper 60s. We'll see sunny skies again on Wednesday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. And the weather continues to be very similar as we head through the rest of the week and into the Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Morning Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. The community coming together to help the family of Auburn running back Brian Batty. It is Batty, right? Bet not battle?
I believe it's okay. Batty, yes.
After he was critically injured in a shooting over the weekend in Sarasota, his hometown, investigators say he was part of a large gathering where multiple people were shot Saturday morning. Auburn's head coach posting an update saying that Batty remains hospitalized on a ventilator. The shooting left his brother Tommy dead as well. So far, more than 700 people have donated nearly $84,000 to a GoFundMe page to help out his family.
And the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation, or the OIR, says there are signs of the state's property insurance market improving. The OIR says property insurance rate filings show a downward trend for the first time in years, which it says is an indication of a continued stabilization of the market. According to the OIR, my goodness, I could start to say, 8 companies have filed to reduce their rates in 2024, and 10 companies filed for no increases.
Also in Miami, city and county leaders caught off guard by news that Cuban government officials toured the TSA security systems at Miami International Airport yesterday.
As a Cuban-American, a native Miamian, I'm appalled that this took place. The mayor was not aware of this. I was not aware of this. The airport administration was not aware of this.
And Miami-Dade's mayor says she's contacted the State Department and Homeland Security for an explanation, an apology, and assurances it won't happen again.
And Florida is spearheading the charge to remove deadly synthetic opioids from the streets. Attorney General Ashley Moody says the state is leading the nation in the number of fentanyl seizures after police conducted more than 2,000 related operations between 2017 and 2023. Arizona is the next highest state on the list, and more than 115 million opioid pills were confiscated by law enforcement around the country last year.
In national news, California voters are deciding who will fill former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's seat through the end of the year. The 20th District, which has been controlled by the GOP for 2 decades, has 2 Republicans vying for the spot in a runoff election. State Assemblyman Vince Fong and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau. Regardless of who wins, both candidates likely to face off again in November for the full term.
And a number of states are holding primary elections today, including Georgia, where Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is on the ballot. Willis faces challenger Christian Y. Smith, who says he'll continue the Trump prosecution if he wins. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is also running for re-election, but she faces no GOP opposition in the primary. Other states holding primaries today include Idaho, Kentucky, and Oregon.
I think every time I hear her name now, I just think, girl, baby girl. I digress.
Yeah, if you don't get that, you weren't listening the other day.
A Singapore airline says a passenger died during a flight that experienced severe turbulence that happened on board a Boeing 777 during a Singapore to London flight earlier today. I'll reserve judgment until, you know, we hear more of what happened.
Yeah.
At least 71 others injured, although the extent is unknown.
And there's speculation that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could be making a political comeback. He resigned in 2021 after coming under scrutiny for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and after multiple aides accused him of sexual misconduct. The Democrat is feeding into chatter as he starts making public appearances, using one of his speaking events to take aim at how the Adams administration is handling New York City housing. And a source close to Cuomo said he would only consider a run for New York City mayor if Adams decided not to run for re-election.
Donald Trump has removed a video from his Truth Social account that included a reference to a unified Reich if he is reelected.
Wow.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed it while speaking to a crowd in Philly today.
This kind of rhetoric is unsurprising coming from the former president, and it is appalling.
The term, which means realm, kingdom, or empire, is, of course, considered a reference to the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm talking about Frank Reich, the former NFL coach, I have no idea why anybody would use Reich in other sort of context.
That's a very strange word.
Unnecessary.
Empire would have been a poor choice of word. Reich's even worse.
And, you know, I don't want to hear... he just meant it as realm. It was like, stop it. Don't be stupid.
No, let's be real. That, as you said, Frank Reich and the Third Reich. That's the only context I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
4:30, top 3 stories, sports headlines, a lot going on there. Coming up next.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The prosecution and defense in the Donald Trump hush money trial discussed jury instruction with the judge following the completion of testimony today. Fox's Nate Foy.
Attorney Bob Costello finished testifying today. Trump's team rested their case after that. Today, Costello talked about his close relationship with Rudy Giuliani, that he flaunted to Michael Cohen that relationship while he consulted with Cohen in 2018.
The prosecution says Trump falsified business records in an effort to sway the 2016 presidential election. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing potential warrants from the International Criminal Court for war crimes.
Israeli officials from across the political spectrum speaking out, condemning yesterday's announcement. Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant slamming the ICC, calling the move disgraceful.
Fox's Trey Yinks. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Layoffs at Pixar Animation. The studio says about 175 people are affected by the cuts, about 14% of the company's workforce. Reports indicate the layoffs are a result of a move to scale back development of original streaming series in favor of a renewed focus on work on feature films. Shares of parent company Disney were a little changed today. U.S. Steel has accused rival Cleveland-Cliffs of conducting a misinformation campaign as the growing animosity between the two American steelmakers descends into a public war of words. Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel issued a strongly worded statement accusing Cliffs of spreading false information to suggest its $14 billion takeover by Japan's Nippon Steel was in jeopardy. That prompted a response from Cliffs, which refuted the allegations and repeated earlier comments that it doesn't believe the deal will succeed. Stocks were slightly higher today. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite notched fresh closing highs. The S&P up 13. The Dow Industrials gained 66.
This ad furnished by Nesmatage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. I thought the Minnesota Vikings should have given Justin Jefferson a new contract last offseason, and it still doesn't make any sense as to why they haven't got a deal done with their star wide receiver this offseason. Getting a long-term deal done with Jefferson is a no-brainer, and I just hope the Vikings don't eventually trade him a year from now for two first-round picks, because it would be a disservice to not only Vikings fans, but more importantly, their young quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. a message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads right now. We do have some backups on I-10. This is if you just took the turn from I-110 North into I-10 West and started traveling towards Palafox Street. We do have some backups in that area still. Nothing too severe at this time, but nonetheless something to look out for. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some typical issues. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's maybe just a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway still has a lot if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And Caroline Street is still going to give you some issues if you're particularly if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Tonight, skies will be all clear and overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 60s, a touch cooler for the inland areas and a touch warmer closer to the coast. Sunny skies again with highs mainly in the mid 80s on Wednesday. Some inland spots will be in the upper 80s. And I tell you what, it's an easy forecast. This weather pattern just continues right on through Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Austin, what do you see?
Well, starting with the NBA, we've got Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That's going to be on at 7 o'clock on ESPN. It's going to be the Celtics hosting the Pacers there. Also, we have just some local teams playing in the MLB tonight. Braves at Cubs. That's going to be at 6:40. That's going to be on TBS, so lucky us. Also have Rays versus Red Sox at 5:50. And Marlins.
Yes, a super team between the Rays and the Braves taking on the Red Sox because the Rays need the help.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Marlins versus the Brewers at 5:40. So I'm sure we'll give score updates on that later this evening. And let's see. We do just have a few headlines here. Going back to the NBA very quickly, Victor Wembanyama is the first player in NBA history to make the all-defensive first team as a rookie. He appeared on 98 of 99 ballots, and the DPOY Rudy Gobert was the only unanimous selection. Funnily enough, a lot of people think that Victor Wembanyama should have gotten DPOY over Rudy.
So yeah.
He's cooking right now.
Yeah, that was a debate. I saw this story, and I love everything about it.
Yeah.
So in the aftermath of the Minnesota Timberwolves winning Game 7 over the Nuggets on
Sunday.
Speaking
of young stars, yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards was being interviewed by the TNT studio crew, which includes Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Barkley, I can't do the impression. I'm not Frank Caliendo, but he says, "Man, I haven't been to Minnesota in 20 years." to which Edwards responded, "Well, bring your ass."
Yeah, bring it here, Chuck.
Yes. Now, kudos to the Minnesota Tourism Department for this one, because if you type out bringyaass.com, it goes to the state's tourism website. So well done.
That's very cool. And I think it also just shows, I mean, people talk about Anthony Edwards being like one of the new faces of the league. So I think for Minnesota to embrace him like that, and that's obviously something that goes beyond just basketball, I think it shows just how big of a deal he is there and in the league as a whole. Let's see. The jersey that Babe Ruth wore during his called shot home run of the 1932 World Series, I remember it like it was yesterday, it's going up for auction soon. Heritage Auctions says that it will be up for bid August 23rd to the 25th and is expected to fetch around $30 million. The jersey sold for $940,000 back in 2005 and at the time was thought to be from that year, but it's now been photo matched to that specific game, which obviously ups the price just a tad. In the NFL, the alleged victim of a Dallas nightclub assault is asking police not to file charges. This is significant because the incident allegedly involved Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, who is a suspect. He was arrested last month for his involvement in a six-car crash in Dallas that left seven people injured. Yikes. And then lastly here in college football, this year's Florida-Georgia game just got a lot more interesting and for all the wrong reasons. Quarterback Jaden Rashada, a current member of the Bulldogs, has filed a lawsuit against Florida head coach Billy Napier and a big-time Gator booster over a botched NIL deal during his recruitment. This is the type of stuff people feared. Yeah. Rashada originally signed with Florida and claims they backed out of a promised $13.85 million agreement. He alleges that he signed his national letter of intent with Florida less than an hour after Napier promised a $1 million partial payment would be wired to him. He says he never got that money, and Rashada ended up going to Arizona State last season before transferring to Georgia.
Wow. Yeah. So how does that work? I mean, is he not allowed to shake hands with Napier after the game is over?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
But what a just a weird, weird thing,
and
man.
It's going to get worse. Because this is, I mean, this is the first kind of case we're hearing about this. But as NIL becomes more and more prominent, this is
how many players are transferring every single year because the current coaching staff of the school they're at is not promising game time or saying, hey, this school is offering $1 million more than I'm getting right now. And, you know, listen, I'm all for, and I want to make it very clear, I'm all for players being able to get name, image, and likeness money because, you know, they can't have like the typical job like other college students can. But there's got to be some sort of wrangling in here on just the wild, wild west that we've been seeing here. I don't know what it looks like, but, you know, you understand why not every school is some schools are doing it differently, right? Where it's just like, hey, we're not going to necessarily pay you to come here, but you come here, you establish yourself, and we have NIL collectives, and we have businesses that are, you know, once you get here, we're like, all right, you know, this is what we can do and all that stuff. But, I mean, $13 million to come to Florida. Like
to win five games. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah. Health, business, and science notes today. The EPA is telling water utilities around the country that they're at major risk for cyber attacks that could compromise water safety. They used the word alarming in a news release yesterday describing how vulnerable many water utilities are because of poor cybersecurity. The agency notes security-related violations of the Safe Drinking Water Act, such as shared logins and still allowing access to former employees.
And Americans still say that real estate is the best long-term investment as of 2024. A new Gallup survey shows it's the 12th year in a row that respondents ranked real estate as the top long-term investment at 36% of those asked saying so, although the number has gone down compared to a few years ago. Stocks and gold follow real estate in the survey.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announcing a $50 million initiative aimed at improving cybersecurity for hospitals.
You know, imagine just trying to run a hospital with none of the systems up and running. And so the irony of healthcare in America is we've got the best doctors, we've got the best technology, the best medicines, and yet we've got this system that's on the brink of collapse because of issues like the cyber attacks.
And this is, of course, especially important after the cyber attack against Ascension Healthcare that caused havoc at hospitals around the country, including right here at Sacred Heart Hospital earlier this month.
And lastly, real quick here before traffic and weather, researchers are predicting doom if and when a massive glacier in Antarctica breaks off. UC Irvine scientists discovered that warming ocean waters, rather, are rushing underneath a group of large glaciers, including the enormous Thwaites Glacier. That's what I'll call it.
Thwaites?
Thwaites, yeah.
Perhaps?
I don't even know. It's sometimes called the Doomsday Glacier, so I'll call it that.
Yeah.
The water has made its way miles underneath the frozen ice, and researchers say it is only a matter of time before it breaks. If sea levels rise an inch, coastal communities can be inundated with water. Researchers say that the Doomsday Glacier is large enough to raise global sea levels by 2 feet, which would cause catastrophic results around the world.
I love a good doomsday, end of the world movie and storyline.
Yeah, all we're missing is like Deep Impact or something.
Yeah.
4:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Still dealing with some backups on I-10 westbound. This is right where I-110 north turns west for I-10 there. And if you're traveling towards Palafox Street, it's not too bad, but nonetheless something to keep an eye on. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still giving us some issues. Same with Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, though it's not too severe at this time. And Navarre Parkway is still looking kind of rough if you're traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and a bit more as you're passing Windhaven Beach. The last main spot's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. We typically have issues in that area, but they are seemingly worse than I'm used to seeing at this time. So be on the lookout for that for sure.
Tonight, skies will be all clear and overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 60s, a touch cooler for the inland areas and a touch warmer closer to the coast. Sunny skies again with highs mainly in the mid 80s on Wednesday. Some inland spots will be in the upper 80s. And I tell you what, it's an easy forecast. This weather pattern just continues right on through Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
Heck yeah, won't get any complaints from me on that. Mm-hmm. Looking at some pop culture notes, the granddaughter, or a granddaughter of Elvis Presley, is suing to stop the sale of the King's Graceland Mansion. Attorneys representing Riley Keough say a temporary restraining order has been issued for the auction, which was scheduled to be Thursday. Keough inherited the home after her mother, Lisa Marie Presley, died last year. A Missouri-based investment and lending company claims that Lisa Marie used Graceland as collateral and defaulted on a loan. Keough claims in the lawsuit that the company is committing fraud and that Lisa Marie Presley never borrowed money from that lender.
That won't get ugly at all. Yellowstone is gearing up for its final ride. The hit television show has begun production on the final episodes of the series, shooting once again in Montana for the second half of the fifth season. Production was delayed last year due to the Hollywood strikes, along with reported issues involving star Kevin Costner. The final episodes are on track to air on Paramount Network in November.
The final Wheel of Fortune episode, hosted by Pat Sajak, is set to air soon. He's hosted the show since 1981 and announced his retirement last year. His final episode was filmed in April and is set to air on June 7th.
And the SAG-AFTRA Guild is applauding Scarlett Johansson for
Guild.
Man, it was a coin toss, and I went with one. My bad. The Guild, whatever. It's too pretentious for me anyway. It's applauding Scarlett Johansson for calling out OpenAI for using a voice eerily similar to hers in its new model. Johansson voiced an AI chatbot in the 2013 movie Her and said that she was shocked, angered, and in disbelief that OpenAI CEO Sam Altman would use a voice so close to hers that even her friends and news outlets could not tell the difference from. She said Altman contacted her in September asking to hire her to voice the system, and she declined.
Yeah,
so he did it anyway.
That's a bold strategy right there. Yeah, so, can I use permission? No. All right, well, you know what? I'm just going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do my own thing.
It's a fast track to a lawsuit right there. Mm-hmm. 4:50, we'll take a break on that note, recapping the day's top stories, looking at some wacky stories and good news as well, coming up next.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Hour number one, winding down here on a Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. As we look at our recap of the day's top stories today, if you missed it in the first half hour, Donald Trump's defense team resting its case today, and the New York judge told the jury the best thing to do would be to adjourn for today and to start closing arguments next Tuesday after Memorial Day, so an extended holiday weekend for the jury and the defense and prosecution. A judge adds he would expect the jury to start deliberations at some point on Wednesday. Dozens of tornadoes are possible throughout the day today and into the night as well, overnight, particularly across Iowa, into northwest Illinois and southwest Wisconsin, part of a severe weather outbreak forecast across the plains and Midwest today. And a New Jersey and Florida congressman introducing legislation to keep AM radios in vehicles in response to some vehicle manufacturers considering removing AM radio from newer models. That's a recap of the day's top stories. Final check this hour of the roads and weather, Austin.
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, we still have several spots of note. If you are traveling westbound on I-10, you're going to be backed up basically past the turn to onto I-110 North. It's that area there if you start traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just some pretty heavy backups that have been increasing throughout this hour. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still has some minor congestion. Same can be said for 9 Mile Road itself if you are traveling. Let's see. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards I-10, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola. We still have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound. This is near the Oriel Beach area traveling towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Overnight, skies will be clear and low temps will mainly be in the upper 60s. We'll see sunny skies again on Wednesday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. And the weather continues to be very similar as we head through the rest of the week and into the Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Morning Forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at some wackier stories making the rounds today. Let's see what we got. This one's pretty interesting. So you remember, like, you know, Airheads?
Yeah.
Okay. So the company has created a first-of-its-kind underwater vending machine that dispenses Airheads while submerged in a pool.
Mm.
They're selling a limited number of them online, and it'll set you back $7,000. Instead of feeding your wet money into it, there's a screen that asks you to do pool tricks like flips or pretending to be at a tea party, of course, all underwater. And then once the machine recognizes you do that, it'll spit out the candy for you. So thoughts on an underwater vending machine like that? What would you want in your underwater pool vending machine?
Just anything that I can choose from?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich from Whataburger, probably.
All right. That would be a bit dicey there. We could probably, the, you know, getting wet. I'm not sure that would be great.
Yeah, it would be kind of
unless
soggy.
It came in like a packaging that was waterproof.
Yeah, no, that would be cool. And if I were rich, that's what I'd get. The LAPD is launching a criminal investigation into a YouTuber's tightrope walk in downtown Los Angeles. Earlier this month, Ben Schneider, better known as Reckless Ben, appropriately, walked between two towers at the Oceanwide Plaza. Schneider got past police guarding the property, and then for 2 minutes, he walked on a nylon rope stretched between two towers 45 stories high. The video is now removed from the Reckless Ben YouTube page. My goodness.
Huh.
I wouldn't be doing that.
Interesting. Austin, I'm not sure how well-traveled you are.
Not very.
All right. Well, if I asked you, hey, where would you think the worst drivers would be? Like, what states would possess them? What would be on your short list?
Man, typically in the panhandle, you deal with a lot of, like, Alabama drivers who aren't great.
All right.
Not trying to throw shade. I know the roads in Mississippi suck. I've been far enough to confirm that. But outside of that, man, I don't really know. Probably Alabama drivers.
Okay.
What about you? You've traveled. You've been more places than I have.
I mean, I would have said, like, big city Chicago, New York, something like that.
Yeah, because that's always going to be hectic.
Yeah. A new study by Forbes looked at the states with the worst drivers, the dangerous ones that have driven recklessly while drunk, drowsy, or distracted, and have been involved in fatal car accidents, and that's happening more on the wide-open roads of Middle America, surprising or not.
Hmm.
After crunching all the data, New Mexico tops the list of states with the worst drivers, followed by Wyoming. And then you got Texas, Oklahoma, Montana, Louisiana, which would be the closest state to us. Mississippi also on the list. Mississippi, as you mentioned, has the highest total number of fatal car accidents. The state with the best drivers or the least dangerous ones would be Massachusetts, according to Forbes there.
Wow, I find that surprising because they got a big city of their own with Boston. Some good news here. A farmer in Manitoba, Canada, had a surplus of potatoes, so he donated them to organizations across North America, and this was a huge surplus. I mean, we're talking 12 million pounds of potatoes.
That's a lot of money that he's given up, though.
I mean, absolutely. So, yeah that's great for him.
Let's see. Sunday, you may have seen this video. A woman's dog jumped into the Hudson River off of Hoboken side in New Jersey. Got caught in the current. A man who was passing by immediately jumped in, helped guide the dog back to shore. So, man's best friend.
Absolutely. And it's frustrating that a cure for cancer has been so elusive, but we have to celebrate every achievement along the way, and this could be big. Scientists have just identified 618 proteins in blood, which are linked to 19 types of the disease, including bowel, prostate, and breast cancers. This might make it impossible to warn people of cancer more than 7 years before it is diagnosed. It's early, but doctors hope this could be a crucial first step towards offering preventative therapies.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.